Tuesday, June 28, 2016, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 9 a.m.
Tony's here, so we're going to call the Board of Equalization to order. We're going to stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a current copy of the Open Meeting Act that's posted on the west wall there for everyone in attendance to view. Joan, you want to call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
And Bill is absent.
Okay, we're going to...
I'll make a motion to excuse Bill.
Okay. So a motion by Scott to excuse Bill and a second by Tony.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Just business.
Okay, we're going to go into consent agenda items. We're going to approve the previous minutes of June 20th, 2016, and June 21st, the emergency meeting.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott Love.
Second.
Second by Dick McNair. We'll call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, we got Jeff Curry here on the new business to present a clerical errors report to the board. But I would like to start off, we have a gentleman here that's going to be doing our referee or did the referee.
I'm Joe Wilson.
Joe Wilson, so everyone knows. Okay. Jeff, you're up.
Welcome, Joe.
Welcome back, Joe.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
So what we have, I'm trying to think what the best one to work from. Joan, is it best if I work from this one?
Yes.
Okay. So on this list, you'll see the first column says clerical, and there'll be C's in it. We'll use that one. I think there's a smaller list, too, that I don't think any of us can read. So what we have here is I think there's about 52 of them that we found, and these are all individual clericals. So these were people we talked to one at a time and found by statute that we had a clerical error that we would be able to fix and present to the board. So if you go through there... There is a little bit of overlap. So if we look at the first few there, you'll see where it says protest number. There's like 183243.
Yeah.
So that group actually, the way that this will work is once you guys bless the clerical error list, we make the changes, and then a new valuation notice gets sent out to them. And it, according to statute 77-1502, it resets the protest clock. So it still follows 77-1502, the dates change. So as far as those protests go, I'm not sure how we'll handle those. The assessor recommendation on the clerical should overrule that now since they get a re-protest after that. So they're going to get new numbers. And some of them might not even protest again. So I think that's the safest bet. If they still feel like there's a problem with the valuation, then they can come in, talk to the assessor, file a protest for them, and we'll do this whole thing again for them.
Okay.
So, and I don't know, yeah.
But their date, I know the 30th of June is the last date for protests to come in. They'll have an extended period.
Yeah.
Just the clerical.
Yeah, so it follows, it's the exact same thing. The way the statute reads is it follows 77-1502 except the June dates. So it restarts a 30-day cycle. On those folks. And I'm not sure which way you guys want to go through it, if we want to look at them all individually or we want to go through the list. You can kind of see when you look at it what the current total column is what went out on their initial change evaluation notice. And then after our conversations with them and review of the system, underneath assessor recommendation, that is what we're working to roll their values to. So those are the changes from their original valuation notice to a new one. So we can look through that. If there's anyone individually you folks would like to talk about, we can do that. Or just do the whole list at one time. I'm not entirely sure what the protocol is on that.
So all these pages here, this is the protest that you personally talked to them?
Yeah, these are, this is the first one. I'll have a list in every meeting for you. These are the very first group that came in to me.
Okay.
In the next meeting, there'll be an even larger because we found a clerical on mobile homes. It was a depreciation life cycle problem. So we're changing all of those in mass. So that's going to be a pretty big list for us in the next meeting. But these were all individual cases here on this particular list. And we'll have another list of individual cases as we continue to talk with people and look at things.
Your assessor recommendation is a little different than your referee recommendation on a few of those.
Yes.
So, and you want to go with?
So what we're doing is going with the assessor recommendation for now. Because we're, according to 77-1502, they're going to get reset their protest cycle.
Well, I think on these clerical errors that we could probably go with a blanket on all of these and then reset their protest deal. I can go through and read all the last names that are going to be on this if I need to, but I don't know that we do.
I would just say the list, eh?
Yeah. Let's go with this list and going to reset the protest. So I'll need a motion to do that.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott Leff to correct all the clerical errors and for these people to do 77-1502 to restart their protest.
Second.
Now, second by Dick McNear. Joan, you want to call roll, please?
Dick?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Anything else?
That's it for this list, other than I'll be continue to bring you these lists as we have the BOE meetings.
Okay.
We'll just
okay.
keep going through them.
All right. We're going to move on to B. Board to review property valuation protests by considering all papers relating to the protests and the findings and the recommendations of the referee and make the order recommended by the referee or any other order in adjustments of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee or may hear additional testimony or may set aside such findings to hear new protests. Well, I'm going to move down there and then that way I won't be in my view here. Oh, got a bag.
Oh, sorry.
I can see the spots. I can't see that far, hardly.
Okay, we're going to start off with parcel number, and I'm just going to read the last four digits of parcel number. Is that okay? Protest number one. It's Stephen Constance Muff. Last four digits of the parcel number are 6004. The current total is 267,540. The referee recommendation is 267,540. The referee.
Okay, on this particular house, it's Mr. Muff brought in some sales that were on the same street as his, but he's a 10-year-old house, and all the sales he brought in were like 30- and 40-year-old houses. And they weren't that far off from his value, so I'm like, didn't make any sense to change his value without something that was more comparable to his property.
Okay, so he went from 244 to 267?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a picture of his house. It's part of a two townhouses.
Is that there in South Ridge on the corner? Is that where that's at, John? Anybody know? What's the address? Is it Crystal View?
This one is in the
301
South Fork Place.
So it's right off of South Ridge Drive.
Okay, yeah, I know where South Fork is.
Yep.
Okay. I think it's like the second house in as you turn to go into South Fork.
Mm. Okay. Yes, the back's the golf course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the board want to do? Leave it as referee recommended.
From 247 to 260. What is that was before?
244 to 267. Seven. Each individually, we're going to just approve, or what are we going to say? Just leave as
we
is.
We can go through all of them, and then do a blanket, or we can do them one at a time. That'd be a lot of motions and stuff like that.
I might as well do a blanket.
Want to do a blanket?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's move on to protest number 6. Last four digits is 0252. Monk, Susan D., and Roger L. Their current total is 113,570. Referee's recommendation is the same.
And they were... What's the address?
Yeah.
712
this
East 22nd.
This would be East 20, I'm sorry, East 22nd.
712 East 22nd.
Where would we have for numbers on his? I'm not seeing. Yeah.
That's still Muff right there.
Okay. Get to that top. Okay, we're going to go to...
Monk, up one, up to six.
Roger.
Land value too high.
Went from 98,160 to 113.
Right.
That's based on an increase in land value.
The land value, I was going to say the difference in the lands, 14.
That's the biggest part of it. And just kind of as an explanation, as we were going through the land values in South Sioux City, the residential land values, you know, we would look at a whole block and there'd be like 10 or 12 different lots on the block. And they'd all be the same size, and they'd all have different values. So, in order to equalize that, we define neighborhoods and put specific values on the whole neighborhood. So, lots of people's land value went up; some probably went down based on that, because they were just not. None of them were equalized before; they were all over the place. You know, one might be 2,000, one might be 15,000. On the same block, for the same lot.
So what's your recommendation on this particular parcel?
Well, I think the land values now are equalized throughout the county. There's some that are going to have to be worked on where they might have a very large lot in a residential neighborhood. They're going to be too high, and we'll get those worked out in the next year or so. We'll get that stuff all taken care of, all cleaned up. But the land values are equalized pretty much across the board. So, you know, if you change one guy's land value, then you're going to end up having to change other people's land value. So
go with the referee's recommendation.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to Daniel and Roseanne Monahan, which is 2078, protest number 9.
So that went from 42 to 180.
Well, there's a bunch of land sales around Sioux City and Dakota City that are at $20,000 and $30,000 an acre. And I mean farm ground out east of town and some northwest of town. And so it just, you know, if they're buying land at those kind of numbers, what's the market price of that farm ground out there. So it's.
Did you say $20,000 to $30,000 an acre farmland's going for?
Yeah. Well, out east of town where.
This parcel of property I know real well.
Yeah.
And there is no possible way that that parcel of property would fetch $20,000. It's low. It's got a drainage ditch going through it. It's got a, that berm hole in the back there. It's not on his property, but it's a detriment to the whole property. And you'd be lucky if you were to get if he was to get $15,000 an acre out of that. And it's a pie-shaped piece. If you were to go out there and look at it, you'd realize that.
Okay.
Now, so, where is it? Is that located on 140?
It's on DD Dan. It's off of Daniel's Lane.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I know where
you are. So, okay, the value was 40 and some change, and then went to 180.
Joan, can you go back up to those values?
And I'm not sure if that's what he requested or what 40. The assessor changed it to. Do you have that? What is on his?
Yeah, it was at 42.
Okay. And so he requested it go back to what it was, no change.
And what was it?
42.
It was 42.
42 was the value of before?
Yeah. How many acres is that, anyways?
I believe there's 9 acres there.
9, it says, on the legal.
Okay.
So 9 times 15,000.
What a bet.
That's 135.
135. I don't think even 15,000.
He'd have trouble getting it. There's the big circle of power. That then they put that great big power line through him that wraps around behind his house, and you can't even build within 40 feet of that power line from either side. I'd say 10.
Yeah, it's not the power.
So, I think we need to reduce that down to 10. So what's that? I don't have
90,000, 9 acres, 90,000.
Yeah, 90,000.
Reasonable.
So let's take that from 180 to 90. Is that where we're at?
Okay.
We're going to move down to protest number 10. Number is 7938. Landholm, Thomas, and Joy. Current total value is $29,295. Referee recommendation is $27,226.
There was a correction on the size of the lot there to 5,083 square feet. It had been at 6120 or something like that. 6118.
What's the board want to do here? Referee's recommendation is to reduce it. I imagine that's because of the lot size.
Yes. Yep. And the value that's on the lot is equalized with the neighbors in terms of per square foot.
Okay, we'll go through the recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Referee's recommendation there. Let's move down to protest number 19, 2210, Donnelly, Laura, or Lori. A. It looks like the referee's recommendation is the same as the current total, which is $229,075.
Yeah, they purchased the property 3 years ago for $237,000.
And where does that property lay?
Oh, that's right here on
Broadway.
The end of Broadway Street, right on the river. So if you come out just in front of the courthouse, just keep heading towards the river, sees the house on the right-hand side.
June Olson's old house.
Yep, yeah, you got
it. Oh, okay. Okay. And what was she at present before?
Was she at 1-something?
165.
165, and she paid 230-something for it?
Yeah.
Right.
How is that? Usually, don't you guys usually try to chase the sale a little bit?
Yeah, well, we try to avoid that. Actually, we can't do that, chase sales, like look at them one at a time. We have to do mass appraisal. So somebody like that can go a year before the sales study can be done against it. So what had happened is she just got caught up on that property. I think actually, you know, we have to look at them in mass, so we look at all the sales, not just hers. She's actually a little below what she originally paid for it still, but she's within that level of value that we need.
And she's got a riverfront property.
Yeah, that's part of it. So I'm pretty sure her land probably went up pretty good, too, along with...
See, what you say, owned for 3 years, I have made no improvements or added any outbuildings. And then you have 3... Purchased property for $237 in 2013.
So she was at 165.
Yeah, 165.
Yeah. You know, next time you do these,
yeah,
it'd be nice to have that column on here that what their
original was.
Original right, but, was.
So like what's so 15, and then the new 16, and then the recommendation.
Right. It'd be nice to have that on this sheet, so we're not searching that out up there.
That
if
makes
you,
sense.
If you can do that. Appreciate it.
Yep, that makes sense.
Okay, on the Donnelly piece, we're at 229,075. What's the board want to do there? To me, it seems a little high yet, but
she bought it for 237.
Yeah, it just caught. I think it just caught up.
Just got
it.
Caught up in.
I mean, that's basically what happened. I mean, you know, and I know you guys try not to chase a sale. I get that, mm-hmm. But you know, it's hard not to do that because it's easy numbers to go after. You know, I mean,
that's why. Yeah, you got to set them to the side and
right.
Look at it for 2 years.
Right.
Yep, I see what you're saying. Absolutely.
Okay, so what's the board recommend? Go with the referee. 229,075.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, it's
okay, we're going to move down to 21, which is 1586. Bennett, Tom and Terry. Looks like the referee's recommending $40,190. Is that a land lot size, or we got a 68?
Oh, this is a mobile home. What happened was that there was an error in the system, and it reclassified all the mobile homes as single-family dwellings. So they all got changed.
So it was at 38.6, now it's going to go to 40,190 instead of 66.40.
Do you have a picture of the mobile home there, Joan?
Where did you get the 40?
Well, I just wrote it down because I seen it up there.
Oh,
where is
this at?
It was 38.
Dove Trail, 1349 Dove Trail.
I know where that is, eh?
Yeah, I know right where it is, too.
Okay, so...
I think we ought to go with the referee's recommendation on that one.
I mean, so they're going to go from 38.6 to 41.90, so...
I've been around that mobile home, and that picture there isn't current. That picture isn't current. And so
I would go with the referee recommendation.
Okie doke. We're going to move to 22, which is 3671, Bodker, Lee, and Michelle. Looks like the referee's recommendation is to leave it there at 118,980.
They brought in some pictures of the neighboring house, which is now just a pile of rubble. But they purchased the house 9 years ago for $126, and we're at $118. And I asked them, I said, do you think the value of your house has gone down? They said, oh, no, it's not gone down. It's gone up. And so you know, we need to do a little better job of educating, not you guys, but public needs to, the assessor's office needs to do a little better job of educating the public about market value and that sort of stuff. And so, and I'm not blaming Jeff on that.
Well, you can. I agree with you. We need to get out in the public more.
And where is this home located at? That's their home there.
Yeah. 3929 Woodway Avenue. Crystal Lake Park East Edition.
Across from Martin Airfield.
No, it can't be.
Crystal, is that Millis Beach? Crystal Beach is part of the Millis Beach area. Yeah, I bet that sounds like a stream.
No.
What's the address? The 3929?
Woodway Avenue. 3929 huh? Woodway Avenue.
Woodway.
And the Crystal Lake Park East Edition.
So okay, that's not Lake Iwana, right?
No, that would be Crystal Lake, which would be in South.
That's over City. Where Harley Lieber lives, and Bill Hafke, and all those guys.
Yeah.
So when you're driving,
back where the old Lake Park used to be, that's where that's at.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so we're going to...
We're going to stay with the 118.
Stay with 118, 980. Okay, we're going to move on to 23, which is Jorgensen, 4186, Peter and Betty. Looks like referee's recommendation is 160,500. They were at 125,625.
Is that out by you, Scott?
Yep. It's on the very first road. I think they built the house, and you'd be able to tell the year, probably 20 years or better ago. So the land really never went up much.
In that area.
No, the land went up $1,855.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the land went down to 15,000.
The
land went down a little bit. The improvements went up.
Okay.
I think they just got their numbers inversed on their form. Some people did that, we noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, what's the board want to do here? Leave that the referee's recommendation, 160,500?
Yeah, it's 35,000.
It's down two streets away from my house. I mean,
is it worth it?
Like I said, I know it's an older home. I you know, it's, you know, they're older people, so simple. I mean, but a house is a house. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the people. I mean, could they get $160,000 they went to put it up for market? You know, I'd have to say yes, you know.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Number 24, Bergen, or Berrigan, Roger and Alice. Looks like referee's recommendation is 160-80.
East 22nd is East 22nd Street again. Bergen.
Bergen's.
Bergen's.
Yeah. Jeff and I went to school with her.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter, their daughter.
From 147 to 1.
What's the referee's recommendation here? Or give us some background on it, I guess.
Well, if you, one of the things we look at when we go through these files is we look at the picture of the house, and then we look at the quality and the condition of the house. And this house is listed as an average house in average condition. And if you look at those pictures,
the garage in the back.
Yeah, I mean that's an average house, and it sure looks to be in average condition. And so based on that, and the land value went up a little bit, and the house went up a little bit. So we put we did a study of all the residential sales by neighborhood in the county, and so every neighborhood has their own depreciation schedule based on their neighborhood. So it's not perfect, but it's certainly fairly accurate, and it treats everybody the same.
Okay. Leave it there then, 160?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to move on to 26. This is 7067 of Rody Ronald.
Oh, what happened?
Rody John.
Did you talk to these people?
Yeah. This is the outbuildings deal, if I remember it correctly.
Oh, okay.
I sent the guys out to get pictures of them just to make sure on this one.
So we know any of the buildings were taken out.
They were still there. We were verifying the condition of them and if they're still using them.
Okay.
What had happened is he had a farm file underneath his residential file, so when we updated residential, it got updated too to the 2015 cost table.
Okay.
So that sparked a trip to go out and take a look at his, because he is one of those that's actually in my basket as a potential clerical problem. As soon as we get out there and get the new pictures, we'll be able to verify those outbuildings. And when I talked to him, that was his concern, was just the extra buildings.
Okay. Looks pretty dirty.
Okay. So would it be best to put this on hold then, or?
Yeah, this would need our, yeah, it needs a review.
Okay, let's
put it on hold.
Just put review.
Hold review. Okay. 39 is 9683 Jensen, Charlene.
Two lands, both of them.
Yes. Here again, her land value now is equalized with the lots around her.
What could it have been prior?
Yeah.
1180. Yeah.
Okay.
Where
are those at?
Hubbard.
It's in Hubbard.
In Hubbard, yeah.
Just normal lots, you know, the 80 by 120s or 80 by whatever's.
Oh, let's see. 50 by 150.
50 by 150?
Yeah.
And you've got them at 3375 is where you want to have
them.
They're
at 1100.
Okay, we'll just leave them there then.
Yeah.
Board recommendation.
And if she wants to get a check, I'll get her a check today for those lots.
You can handle that.
I don't know. I might be able to. I don't know what I want to do with them, but it seems awful cheap.
John, we can be neighbors.
So are we going to, on both of those? Both of those
same
lots?
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay, same thing. All right, we're going to move on to 40, which is 5055. Hulls, Tasha, looks like she was 29,610, and then the referee's recommendation is 3,235, so that must be land also.
Actually, it's a mobile home on leased land. There's no land value here. It's a mobile home, and it's like before, it's got caught up in calculated as a single family as opposed to being calculated as a mobile home.
Okay, so we'll
yes.
go with that referee recommendation of 32-35.
Where's that at? 164.
Jackson.
Okay, let's move on to 56. Tremaine, Merle, and Christy, which is 99-43 is the parcel.
I've got Harrington, 55.
Harrington?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I missed one.
Yeah.
55 is Harrington.
Yeah.
Esther. Looks like we got her at 40,045. This must be a land also.
Let's see. Oh, this is a house.
It's a house.
So she was at 31,255.
Her land value went down.
A good looking animal.
How about you?
I have a hell of a bug on my dog. I love my dog more than
that one. Where's this property located at? Looks like an old
192nd Street. 1285 192nd Street.
192nd Street. Oh, that's. Okay. That would be south of the Salem Lutheran Church.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I don't know where this house is at. You know, the pictures are pretty
rough. Is that where Bryce Anderson's got his fertilizer tanks and stuff off to the... No?
No, this one here is... goes south of the Salem Lutheran Church and then the first place west on the south side to go.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
First place, big old house.
Pretty rough.
Around the corner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It used to have a steam heat, and that's the only way it was. It was built back then. So
what's your recommendation?
From 31,255 to $40,045.
Is it worth it?
What do you think, Dick? You know the home? You know where it's at? I mean, you know?
Well, you got a value, what, 31 something?
Raised it roughly.
Yeah, it was 31,255 before.
Raised 9,000 for nothing. I mean,
the house ain't that good.
No, it ain't.
No, just kidding. Emerson Hubbard owns it now. I know him a little. Well, I mean, he looks after it.
Okay. Well, Scott wanted to buy it. You right.
I don't want to buy that one.
No. I don't
want to buy a couple lots. Simple.
Okay, so do you want to go with the 31,255 then?
That's what I think. You know, their house is just not worth it.
Okay, let's roll it back.
To me, anyway.
For $9,000, I...
31,255.
They ain't going to break us anyway.
Okay, let's move down to 56 then. Tremaine, Marilyn, and Christy. We've got current total is 738,055. Referee's recommendation. referee's recommendation is 450. So they must have got caught up in some kind of a...
Well, the problem with the house is not that it's not worth $750,000. The problem is that there's no market in Dakota County for $750,000 houses. So Jeff and I talked about it, and we decided that the cap, the market cap here is probably about 450.
Okay.
And
so it was 575, went to 738. Your guys' recommendation is 450.
It's something we can support if we end up having to go to the turf or something like that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, let's go with the referee's recommendation of the 450 on that one.
Less built than what they requested.
Right.
Yeah.
It just,
I mean, that's not exactly.
It built in the wrong.
Okay.
It
let's
built in the wrong
town. Let's move on to 59, which is 8977 Stinger, Bill and Sylvia. Looks like the referee's recommendation is lower than the current total. Yeah. And just 241.
And I don't mean to interrupt you real quick, but did you just see the rule we just looked at? We went for less than what they wanted. I mean, is that normal? Is that normal to do that?
Yeah, that's what we did.
I mean, they were 575, and
it's not really normal. Our decision is just based on our ability to support it. We don't have a sale. And I even went past the 2 years that we used. $498,000 is the highest sale I can find in the county. I talked with these people. They're really nice folks, and they know what they built it for. So he was just trying to negotiate, so he threw that number out there. He cost him more than that to build the house. But we both know if he puts a and where we got to be is market, so if he put a for sale sign in it, what does he want? What's somebody going to write a check for? The highest we could probably go is 450 out of the 2 year sale average we have.
Okay. I mean, am I a liner?
No, that's a good question.
That's a good question. But just so that you know, from my perspective, I really don't pay any attention to what they request.
Okay.
My job is to find market value. So,
okay.
I understand exactly what you're saying. It's like,
yeah,
he's willing to pay $525,000 worth of taxes, so why don't we charge him that?
Right.
You can't support it. So.
Okay, so
stay with the referee.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's nice. But we're on the Stinger one right now, which is 283,690 is the current total, and the referee's recommendation is 241,855, and they were at 182. What are they?
59.
Move that up to where their old value was.
182.
Oh, there
685.
Okay. Did you visit with these people?
Mm-hmm.
And were they okay with the 241,855?
Yeah, they're concerned. They're equalized on their land, but they're some of these folks have a really large lot inside city limits, and that's I think Joe had talked about that earlier. That's things we were looking at.
They do set back off the street. I know right where they're at.
Yeah, right off that street. And I pulled all the sales comps, and they're anywhere from 220 to 265.
Where's this at? 39th Street?
Right behind Bonachance's house.
Yeah.
On the way down to the...
South Ridge to the lake, yeah.
South Ridge, yeah.
Okay. And that house sits way back in there.
It does. And they still have backyard, too. It's just one... They just got a giant lot.
And it had a huge hike, and obviously, so you did talk to him at the 241?
Yeah, I told him what we were looking at. No, I didn't give him the exact number. I told him where we're going to
have. How many square foot is that house?
I want to get it was 17 something, but Joe has
1602.
Yeah.
Not as big as it looks from the street.
Yeah, it sits way back.
It looks a lot bigger than that. But it's got a.
I would say that 241's out of being a ballpark.
I would think so as well.
Okay, so let's leave it at the 241. Move on to Rager, Danny and Lillian. It looks like it must be a land deal. It's 41310, or is that a home?
They have rentals. It may be a home.
They have two of them here.
Yeah, it's an
old house. It's an old house.
And they are located in...
830 East 20th.
830. It's going to be down there in Tyler's.
$30,800.
Their land went down just a tiny bit, and improvements went up a little bit. But this is a fair quality house. Joan, can you find a picture of it there?
Very small house.
Probably down low.
Yeah, they're small.
Or,
was there a color picture? Or
no, that's fine.
How many square foot's the house?
$528.
Yeah, so it's a fair quality house, and we call it average condition.
Oh, okay.
So.
And you got it at $41,000, and it was at
$30,800.
What they request?
They request.
No changed.
No change.
What do you think, Joe?
Well, I'm a big believer in the system, and if the system works correctly, I think your improvements are going to be equalized and your land is going to be equalized, and that's really what we're shooting for. Now, there may be issues with this house that we're not aware of because we call it average condition, and that's.
There's issues with every house.
Well, but there's two things.
What do you think, Tony?
I leave it the way it is. I don't think the house is worth 40.
It is worth 40 or it's not?
I don't think so. But, hey.
I don't know what the neighborhood, what...
In that part of town, most of the basements there are pretty dilapidated. I've been in some of them back in that area.
He's 20th. I'm trying to think how far is it?
I guy get some water out of his basement in that area. And it was not a real. It was an old shelf ledge basement. I don't know if that house has got that, but I would imagine that being that small, it couldn't have much.
This is one of those houses that kind of hits that CF industry. You know, with the rents going so high right now, and the market kind of spiraling out of control. This is the. It could be being hit with sales, you know, guys wanting to buy new rental properties. The market's getting a little bit higher on them, too.
That's true. That's
so to equalize it with that, but that's not, I don't, that won't be sustained, I don't believe,
no.
By any stretch of the imagination. So no. So it's one of those in the 30 to 40, where I think it's safe in that range, where it's at in that range. I think Joe was elaborating on it, that condition would be something that could really swing this house.
Let's hit it in the middle of the road.
Middle of the road, 35.
Let's go 35.
35. Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, let's move on to 61, which is 8752. It's a Rager again, Daniel Lillian. Looks like we got 23,410. It's $20,000 is where they were.
And their land value went down a little bit.
Okay, let's keep that where it's at.
Yeah,
let's leave that one there.
I agree.
Okay, let's move on to 64, which is 3620 Becerra, Manuel and
Sarah.
Their referee recommendation is lower. It's a The current is $234,570. We're at $187,656. What at $174,000?
Oh, this is a great house. It's just in the wrong neighborhood. This is a great house.
I'm going to guess where it's at. It's on. It's down from. It's west.
East
20 something.
East 11.
East 11.
East 11. East 11. Rough neighborhood.
Yeah, I know where 11th Street is. Yeah,
it is nice.
It's a really nice house.
Yeah. You want to go with the referee's recommendation of 187? I don't believe you'd have that much trouble getting that out of there.
Yeah,
I know where the house is too.
I would go.
You'd have to see the neighbor's houses, I think, because it's. I mean, did you get? to go in there. And
that does have a, you know, on what a house will sell for is the neighborhood, too.
Yeah. Yeah, has a big effect on it. So.
You know,
this is a tough house to put a value on.
When people buy houses, they look the neighborhood before they do.
Where were they at, Joan, before?
174.
174.
We don't have that information.
I will leave the record recommendation with that.
Unless it's on here.
You want to leave it the same, Tony?
We're going to leave it for the record. There's 174, 1, and then it's 187, 626.
Okay. We'll leave that one.
We'll Joe's.
We'll move on to 66, which is Doll Trust, Vernon and Joan. And it looks like their value went up from $20,940 to $23,820.
This house?
It looks like they have a couple of them that are here. That's protest number 66.
Is this just land only here?
That's what I'm asking.
I think it's
44 North Shore Drive, lot 20 North Shore Drive.
I'm not sure.
It looks like it's a house and garage.
Is it current calculation?
Yeah, that's when the 15 cost table.
Where were they at before, Joan? $20,940 total value.
That's what
that's
$17.
Those old Lincolns up on that high bank.
Yeah, $29.40 is what.
You know, maybe I should ask them and go hit their projects.
Okay. What?
If those people come back in, I'll ask them for their name and we'll hit their projects.
Oh, okay. Want to go see them and ask them?
Yeah.
They've been sitting there quite a while.
Taxable. Current, it's $29.40. Do you see that there under current valuation?
Current. Where are we at there, John?
29. I can't see it.
Current, right on your list. Same thing. $29.40. Referee recommended $23.
What's the board want to do here?
I got the next one too.
Yeah, and it's at 43,945.
At 20,940.
We raised that 3,000.
But it's a house, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be a rental house.
Got to be a rental house.
Yeah, it's a rental house.
Yeah, it's a rental.
And this what you mean? Yes.
Just leave it there.
Yeah.
Leave it at the referee. Yeah. Okay, we're going to leave that one at the referee. We're going to move down to. 79, 78 Doll Trust, Vernon and Joan. It'd be 43,495. And it looks like the referee's recommendation is the same. And
yeah, it's West 15th. That's their house back there. That Nicholas drops down. That you know where Tom Dell lives. Fifth Avenue and 18th Street. It's where it drops down where they go to the towers down.
Oh, okay.
Down on 18th Street. By Walmart. You head towards Walmart on 18th. They're the last house on the left hand side.
Over here. Is that one?
Yeah.
That's a shitty area.
Yeah.
It ain't the greatest.
No. I mean, you got
about $43,000. Shit, you can't buy a car for that.
I don't, anyways. I probably should, but I don't.
So anyway, where were they at for a value before?
Doesn't say up there. They didn't have it wrote down.
28,320. Is this the house?
Yeah.
600
West
18.
600
West 18.
Yeah. They just concreted in front of their home. The city did, or
yeah.
Oh, total value. Sorry, that's the taxable. What does that mean? Current valuation, 23. Total value, 43,495. Exemptions. Do they get a...
Homestead?
Oh, homestead.
Okay.
Homestead.
So 43,495, it's not changing. Okay.
So we'll just go with the referee's recommendation on that one, I believe.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, let's move down to protest number 71, which is 9203 Grove, Larry and Jean.
Hey, who were those people, Jeff, while she's doing this?
They were just curious about the process. They both have protests in. They were just curious how the board met. And they're not on our list today.
Oh, okay.
With anything. They just kind of got their paperwork turned in, so.
What was that valued at, that house? I'm trying to blame Moses on that one.
Which one? The number 71?
Yeah, that's out by the lake. Mary and Jenny.
263.
263. 263. What was the lot? 263
what?
360. 360. Oh, boy. This is the one that's built on the east side of the
lake up on top. Vale.
There's went from 263, 360 to
394,
265.
A view is...
Well, they've got 2,222 square feet in the house.
How many?
2,222. And they've got 2,000 square feet finished in the basement.
Dick, you got a calculator in your drawer?
Yeah, right here. Yeah, here we go.
How many acres?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He bought the ground from his dad. His dad owned it all.
Oh, okay.
And he bought it and built this house up there. It is a beautiful house.
So that's
have you seen the house?
From the 263-360, if I'm not right, wrong. It's 130,905 increase.
Nope. How much increase?
130,905.
Yeah, looks pretty square.
Yeah,
we can look at it.
Yeah,
how old's the house?
It's probably 5 or 6 years old, I would imagine.
They looks like they brought in some comparables or something.
You know, that's about the same size as my house, and I don't know how many acres they have. And I know they got
five acres.
Yeah, see, and I got an acre and a half, and mine's assessed at 311, and
you have this currently assessed at 388,320. And you're raising it to 394, is it, or is that?
I wouldn't think so, because we're getting pretty high up there to our high water mark where we have to support it with sales. I wouldn't think at 380 it would. I thought I talked to these folks. I think they came in.
Yeah, Larry did.
Larry.
Yeah.
What's that 380? What's that dollar amount right there? I can't see it.
Yeah, it's
that 380. That
388.
Total value.
Need glasses too.
Oh, yeah. 388. I got contacts in, but they're...
And they must... I thought they had an appraisal, too, I wanted to say. They didn't turn one in?
And then they had that big shed, garage, detached shed, besides the double garage.
Joni, I'm going to put you on the spot. You've been in the house. You've been around it. Don't put you on the spot.
I've been in it.
Uh-oh.
I have. No, I have been. I was in it. Paid by this end, me and my wife. It is a beautiful house. But I'll tell you right now, where it's located,
It's that by lake. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, you're overlooking the whole lake. I know exactly where it's at. It's up on top. I mean, it's yeah.
But to sell it for that price,
nobody wants to buy it. No,
I don't think they get it because it's on a gravel road. It's gravel all the way around.
I'd say we need to split the difference
because it's on a gravel road. And I mean, I'm not trying to raise anybody, but they're like 2 miles to Hubbard. And if you go the other way around, they're like 3 or 4 miles to get to the other Highway 35.
They chose to live there.
I know, that's true. I'm not arguing your point, no. But I'm just saying if somebody else wanted to buy it.
We're at 394, 265. And if you divide that 130 increase, it comes to 328, 821.
So what do you think of that?
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm just...
Jeff? I think you'd be really... I think if you were, not being there, seeing the buildings and stuff like that, other than this right here, 5 acres.
Sounds like a... I mean...
$330,000? Would it fetch that? I just divided it in half, the increase in half, and I come up with 328, 821.
So what do you think? I mean, what do you think? I mean, I've seen the house from the driving by it. I never really looked at it.
Yeah.
I mean, when I look at it, I'm just thinking, boy, what a view. I mean, what a place to have the house, and then all of a sudden, boom, a lake shows up, and,
Exactly. And the view is kind of an economic, just like a neighborhood, like we talked about, a neighborhood can bring you down. A neighborhood can bring you up.
Yeah.
But we are getting at that top mark to find sales comps to say if somebody put a for sale sign in it, is somebody going to write it $394? I mean, that's what we got at, or $330 roughly.
Well, you got it at $394, $265. And I was just thinking, you got it at $130,000 increase. So if you had split the difference, that would be $328.
I'll never forget old Bill Rohde telling me, he says, when I built my house and the assessor drives up there years ago, he says, and first thing Bill says to him, he says, boy, that was a terrible drive up here, wasn't it? And he said, but then the assessor says, but it's a hell of a view, he says.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, the land value, I think if the 5 acres is down to the water, is that where we looked at that aerial?
No.
Because that would have an impact, too. If it's just 5 acres around it.
It's not to the water.
Not to the water.
And if it's all usable and...
It's all on a slope and it's full of shale. They had a heck of a time digging their well.
Yeah.
On it?
It's deep.
It's deep, so it's a drop-off.
No, I think I'll go with Rick. Go with that and be done with it. Because if it was on pavement, I wouldn't say a word. I'd sit here and keep my mouth shut.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
Do we agree with your...
330?
Sorry about that. Let's go with 330.
Yeah, there you go.
330 even?
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to 72, which is 0880 Larson, Howard and K, 145-215.
East 29th Street, 125-910.
Is that the banker?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah,
Howard. Oh, Howard, yeah. Let's raise his.
Majors.
He just retired.
He's not working on the bank anymore.
No, his wife and him both retired. Howard, no.
he likes to redo cars and stuff. He's got the jack.
He's got a very nice, I think it's a Thunderbird sitting in there right now.
You can't tax their house because they got a Thunderbird.
Wowie.
So let's see.
I know somebody's got a Corvette.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, we'll go on. That's the heck out of both sides, that Corvette. Let's do it.
Drive a fancy car.
Well, you tax for it, believe me.
Well, you guys know where the house is, and you know him, so I don't know this guy.
Never been there. I know him, but I've never been there.
I don't know him at all.
29th Street, nice neighborhood. All the houses are well kept up.
We're just over $100, $110 a foot, thereabouts for him. You know, it's.
I like it. Just to keep it, just stay with it.
Okay. Stay with 145.
I stay with. I go with this.
Okay. Okay, let's go to 75, which is 93.68. I think that's Neiman Jr., Richard, and Jody. Looks like we got a 46-135. What kind of property are we dealing with there?
Rental.
I like that. House needs fixed up, have done nothing to it. I was talking to somebody, they said over there in some European country over there of some sort, that if you don't take care of your house, you get penalized.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where were we at before, Joan?
Yeah.
Research that.
No doubt.
39.
Total value 46,135, it says.
This is it.
Right, but what was the
So did you
previous?
Not change it? Or is that you changed? Yeah. Okay.
What the previous value was 33,885.
33?
Yeah.
And your recommendation
is. And this is what street is it? I can't. Locust here in Dakota City?
1712 Locust, yeah.
Looks like they're one of the lucky ones. They got a paved street in front, what it looks to me.
Well, and another thing is, you know as well as I do, hey, listen, if they went to sell that house today, would they sell it for $33,000 or would they sell it for $46,000 or
they
more?
They sell it for $46,000.
Yeah. Or
need,
more.
I think we need to leave that
you
one.
Leave the way it is.
Okay, Cook, Anthony, and Joan.
Cook.
And their protest number is 8982. And that's, or the process number is 77. Their parcel is 8982. And it looks like we went from 40 to 69,730.
Well, this was a situation where their previous value was like 69,000 or. Let me see what it was.
It's 69,730 is the referee recommendation.
Oh, the previous value was 85,000.
So you actually went down.
And the, yeah. The value went way down on it, which was an error. And the property owner came in and said she wanted it raised back up. So
I love those. That's just like.
You got to love those kind of people. But. We changed it. We had
nice.
It had inadvertently been left at a fair fare, and it should have been a
30.
Okay, so we'll just go with the 69, 30.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
She wanted it back to 85.
She wanted it back to 85.
She wanted it back to 85?
Yeah.
But you put the referee's recommendation at 69,730, so we're just. You want to go back to 85?
Do we dare?
No.
Okay.
If you could, I'm not telling you can't do that, right. But I'm just saying that the system is starting to work. You know, we're getting,
right.
We're going to be
equalizing it.
Equalized with houses and lot values, and that's really what we're looking for. So.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to
you know, and
90.
And I don't mean to interrupt, but I know that people think that that's what. You know, they want it back to 85 because maybe they're going to borrow money because maybe the bank. Yeah. You know, that's what they go by or. That's what they think, mentally.
I don't
sure understand that.
Okay, this next one is number 90. It's 7120, Tortoiseil, Leo. And he's 158,455, referee recommendation. And he would be down in Tompkins Edition, I imagine.
Yes.
And
what's the difference between Leo W and Leo? Maybe it's.
I believe they're the same.
I think it's one Leo. I think Jeff and Val. The rest of them have different. Yeah, I think this is Leo C. Or
15.
So it was 131.5.
That's what they're requesting.
It was 134.
134.
And this is at 1555 Lake Avenue.
Oh. Yeah, I know where it's right where it's at. It's a fairly nice place.
The sales comps in that area are that 150 to 189 kind of range on houses. So when you comp him out, he should be 158, 165, right in there somewhere.
What's that, a pool?
Yeah, he's got an above-ground pool there.
Is that can you touch on that?
Just if there's a deck around it, it's the only thing
tax,
would add.
Tax the deck.
Yeah, but not the pool.
Okay.
This is a 2,500 square foot house.
I would think we'd be okay with the 158, 455 myself.
Yep.
Okay, move down to 91, which is 7427 Tortoiseau Leo, or 182. Looks like referee's recommendation is 148.
Well, they purchased this for $148,000 last year.
Well, then that kind of looks like me would be the current value.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll stay there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's move down to...
What was that, land?
Land one.
Land value was 93. Was that in Jackson? Out.
No, it's on...
Yeah, Nautica Way.
Not away.
Not away.
Not
away.
Out on the river?
Yeah, that's along the river out there. Right. I knew he bought some stuff out there. And yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
They're going to put an addition on it, so we'll be back visiting him next year, but...
Okay, looks like protest 92, which is 2566. But am I pronouncing this? Vipon Thomas?
Yep, Vipon.
Vipon. And it looks like we're referee's recommendation is 3265.
1600.
And that must be a land value.
It's just a land value, yeah. Yes,
and where is Vipon's land?
North of 1615 Ellis Drive, so it's out there in Millis Beach.
There you go, Millis Beach.
I would say that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, looks like 93, which is 2477 by Pond Thomas H, 111325, and that's got referee's recommendation is 105, 165. That must be a dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a house. I gotta grab this phone.
It was 81-110.
Yes.
Yep, I believe that was the 15 or something like that.
Yeah, it
was
about 11.
Okay.
That is fine. That is me right now. I kind of like the beach there.
Can you see okay, Jeff? Everybody
yeah,
sitting
no,
on your
no,
way?
I got it. No, I'm fine.
Okay, you're fine.
Yep, that's the place.
Sorry, we were boring today.
So that's going to bring it up.
We're very boring, I know.
105 would be...
I think we dropped 5,000 or 6,000 less, I think.
Yeah. Oh, the percent increase? I'm not sure.
Well, we dropped it from...
come back again, though.
He dropped it down to 6,000 by his wages.
Yeah. What station are you with?
14.
It's my favorite channel.
What'd you say?
I don't know. I'm not even paying attention. I don't even know what's going on now anymore here.
Where am I at? Tell him to keep up the good work on 14. Because you can turn that on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and get all the weather.
Yeah.
Nobody else, 4 or 9.
Only retired people would know that.
That's
okay?
Right, and I watch it.
Okay, only retired people would
I'm
know
a farmer.
That. Okay, so let's go to that 105, 165.
Yeah.
On, okay,
hold on.
By Pond, right?
By Pond Thomas. We're going to go with 105, 165. Okay. Now... We're going to move down to 238.
Neiman.
Richard. Looks like he's at 38255. Referee's recommendation was that.
I would say, you know, all of those. What the referee's recommendation we should be to that.
All right. Can you find a picture of that, Joan?
Yep.
Okay, we have this listed as a low-quality, fair-conditioned house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he lived right across from the courthouse here, just a block over. Block west.
Yep.
Yeah, he lived just a block west right here.
He came in and talked to me about condition problems, so he's on our list to go out. I think it might be with his foundation. Yeah. Which would have an impact, but we need to get photos. We're going to go out and
let's
take
go
pictures
review on that one.
Okay, because he's right over here.
Yeah, right behind
where
us.
Where's that now?
Yeah.
Review.
Do you know him, Dick?
I know him.
Okay, let's move down to 319. Parcel is 2088, Ginthrop, Alan and Sarah. Looks like the referee's recommendation is 80-285. This has got to be out in the country. I don't
know. This is Corrado. S Avenue.
2028 S Avenue.
Yeah.
They apparently put a $20,000 addition into the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Looks like it was 54 before.
That's your request, isn't it, John?
Let's go to Avenue.
This isn't the people that put
S Avenue.
That's a nice silhouette.
Past Hubbard, in between Hubbard and Emerson,
just
to the west.
Going out past Emerson, go out to where Don Kubik, all the tractors on top of the hill. That's S Avenue.
I don't have a very good picture. Sorry.
Let me sort of pass this around.
You got a picture of it there.
I've got a new picture of it here, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, that's with all the remodeling done.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
If that's, well, that's the one on... Oh, wait a minute.
That ain't the one on SO, is it?
No, that's the one right in town on the side of Hubbard.
That ain't it.
That says 20 whatever S Avenue.
This one's in town. This is that. I think there might be a hair style. What's in that little building?
Oh, this is right in Hubbard.
Yeah, is that the one we're looking at?
No.
Or is this a different one?
No, this was the wrong one.
Let's look at the legal. It's block 18 in Hubbard, so it might be.
Oh.
They probably just put down their home address, huh?
Yeah, and they do own that styling salon, and they just put an addition of tanning beds and stuff on it.
It is on the highway there.
Because, now listen, if you stop and think about it, we ain't doing farm homes right now. Farm.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It is.
So this has to be.
This is commercial.
Right.
Yes, I guess a picture.
Oh, his address is S Avenue. Okay.
That is the name.
Not a
yeah, I know exactly.
Yeah, I know where it is now.
That's that right there. Hey, Tony, it's right there in Hubbard.
Yeah.
Look at it.
A little, like the
it's
White
not
House.
Not a family home.
Looks like the
that's,
White House.
That's what you're. Yeah.
What did we have it currently valued at?
Let me give him the file back.
I don't think I have an assessor's file, an assessor's record card in here.
On that one?
But I don't know.
I don't have a proper record card.
We've got inadequate data.
Do it.
I'll go grab it.
All right.
Is it considered a family dwelling? I mean, it's a business.
I know it's all made out of light form, because I've seen it go up.
Well, any property owner can protest, so.
You've got it marked as a single family.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, and it's not a single family. No. That's not right.
Commercial.
Hey, you want to go on to something else and come back?
Well, let me ask you this. You live in a, you know, with that building, it's not very big. Yeah, it looks.
They've added on.
It looks nice.
I've never been.
I'd say leave it alone at the 82-85. I think it'd be fine there.
Okay,
we're going to move down to 323, which is 2072. Watkins, Francis, and Carolyn. And it looks like they're at 166,700. What was their past value? I guess what did you want to say?
135.
135?
Yeah. And for some reason, these don't have.
135,075?
Yeah.
I know right where they live. You want to show us a picture of the house there, John, if you've got one?
21,000.
Yeah.
What street's that on?
It's right behind the fire station. They're on.
Oh, yeah.
West 33rd.
Yep.
They got
it's that one-way street down through there, isn't it?
Well, they got a gravel road through there. Comes right along the edge of their house and almost to the side of their house. Now the city put a gravel road in there. And then there's a gravel road. It's paved to their driveway and then gravel that goes
to the west. To the west.
And then there's a gravel road that goes to the south right in front of their house now.
Yep. I know exactly where they're at.
Yeah.
My new house. Nice house.
How many square foot in that home?
Here again, I don't have
that. Okay.
Probably a record card on it.
So what? We don't know what it was, the current value?
154.
154?
No, 135, wasn't it?
Or 135.
135, 075.
Yeah.
I got it.
That's what's on there. Let me go get it. I'll be ready, actually. Jeff, put this out.
It's a nice home.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
I would think it's in the ballpark.
Of the 166?
I would think so.
I would think so as well.
Yeah. Okay. I think we'll just leave her there.
Okay. There you go.
We got these guys running all the place looking
okay.
for files. We're keeping everything.
We got 91. You know what? It'd be nice to have this 135.
I know. And I was going to say something before you did too. So, but
it'd be nice.
And a lot of them put that with in their picture file. But I.
Yeah.
We're going to go to 325.
We just stay with that one there.
Yeah. We're going to stay with that one, Joe.
Okay. Sorry to make it.
325, which is 9129 Tortoiseau Jeffrey. It looks like referee's recommendation is 96210. And this has got to be up in the home area. Was it 160 before? Was it, Joan?
Yep. Excuse me.
160 what?
110.
They're kind of up on a hill, aren't they? Homer?
Yeah. It's on the Bluff Road.
And
there it is.
It's an average quality house in average condition.
You know, I've been in that home, and it's well kept. I think you might be a little strong at the 196, but I would.
That's a lot of land.
That's a lot of land.
Yeah, but have you been up that hill?
Get to the land, you mean, or just
that hill? That hill was so steep that when he first started building that house, the hill slid, and he ended up redoing his basement and all that stuff.
Oh, really? Wow!
It did, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
And
that's steep to get up there.
That hill, about the only thing that could crawl up that is a goat. Yeah,
it's straight up behind his house. It is really.
So you don't think that he could get $200,000 out of it?
You know,
it's an oversized garage.
It's a nice home. It's a nice home.
Did it have another building?
It's not.
Had the other building.
I'm not going to say it's got a real ooh factor as far as being an A-frame or something like that. Yeah. It's an average. It's an average.
How much land's there?
8 acres, and the house has got 1,744 square feet. So, you know, at 196, we're at about $110 a square foot, which is pretty reasonable. That's a reasonable value.
Me personally, with 8 acres, even if it's timber and it's hilly, who gives a flying, you know, hoot? I think it's my personal opinion. It's probably worth $196,000. I mean, I couldn't. It looks like I said, oversized garage. I've never been. I don't know exactly where it's at, but it looks like a nice home. I mean, looking at the pictures of it, I'd be like.
Well,
but
you know,
whatever.
Here's the deal. I'm going to go back up a couple. We got Groves that were at 394. We dropped them down to 330. Then you got Tortoiseau's here that are at 196. And you start calculating square footage versus that. I believe that the Tortoiseau's is a little bit on the high side. Otherwise, we need to go back up here and leave her where she's at.
But the problem is you're
and
talking.
These guys aren't looking at no lake.
You're talking a $30,000, $36,000 hike, and is that wrong or right? I don't know. I'm not the professional those guys are. But then again, you were looking at a $130,000 hike, you know, prior, you know, on the other. It don't matter to me. You know, I'm just trying to make sure that we do the right thing and keep
and
our dollars.
That's the building and stuff involved in that, too, that you're taking into consideration, or are you just taking into consideration the house?
And that outbuilding, too, don't you put that all, it's all there?
Oh, is this Jeff Cordesell? Yeah, he has a little metal building, and then he put a, well, actually it's a trailer that got converted into a lean-to on it, and then his home.
Okay. And I know Jeff personally. I like him. He's a great guy.
Yeah,
nice
Jeff's
guy.
Nice There's guy. I talked to Jeff.
You know?
I think Jeff's can...
He's got a big house.
I mean, yeah, I mean, whatever you guys think. If you want to make adjustments on it, what are you thinking?
When you know? I talked to Jeff, his big concern was land, I believe, because when you go out his back door, he has to... He likes it because he hunts back there, but it's a mountain behind him. So I think that was the stuff he asked me about. I'm not sure what he put on his form, but...
Can we split the difference?
And you know, the funny thing is, though, land, you know as well as I do, the people out east have come back here and gobbled up this land.
Right.
Been, I mean, meaning hunting land, the rights to hunt land, they pay big money for it. Okay? Right. Where, you know, a timber ground used to be $1,500 an acre, and now it's, you know, people are paying $5. I mean, at one time they was. I don't know what they're paying now today, but... You, that has to be $3,000 an acre, I would think.
Jeff, do you know, does he own more land out there?
Yeah, he does. We're talking. He has another chunk of that timber that connects to, because he's talking about wanting us to combine it in the future. So he has two land parks, or the house and a chunk of land with the building, and then another just chunk of timber ground.
Well, if we take it to 178, that's half of the 36. Take it to 180. That gives him 16,000. I would say he could probably get that for that.
That is a little bit.
Let's go 180 on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a nice house. It's on South Bluff Road is where it is.
Yeah.
It is right on South Bluff.
Okay, we got another Tortoiseshell here, and it's 326. It's a protest. 2838. It's a Tortoiseshell. Looks like 34,810. This must be a land.
This might be the parcel that adjoins it.
Yeah.
Land. It's all land. I
How many acres is it?
$6.27
You know, 6.27. Even if it was timber, again, going back to my price that I was just talking about.
There's the parcel right there.
You know.
Has it got access? Is there a road access to it? Is that what I'm seeing there in red?
Yeah, that's kind of the. Egress, ingress back up into it. So it's something that could be sold.
It's $5,000.
That's what I mean, $5,000 an acre where we, you know, had Danny
Monahan.
It's
almost six.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, you know, going from $2,000.
Which is what it was.
To $34,000, you know, yeah, he's going to. But reality is.
What did he pay for it? He couldn't have paid
$2,000. No, I
wouldn't think so. No, I don't remember.
No. You're kind of a land expert. Talk to us.
I wouldn't pay that for it.
Okay.
I back in the day when I was a lot younger, I used to walk those hills and hunt those hills up there. And I mean, you make a wrong move and you're at the bottom.
There's some ravines.
They are steep. It's heavily tree. Yeah, it's hunter's paradise, you know.
And if you get back in there too far, it'll take you all day and all night to come out of there. Because you don't know which way you're going. Yes.
Is it worth $5,800? I'd be hard pressed.
They've got it at 34,810.
Huh?
Yeah, he's just dividing it out in the 6 acres.
I divided it out by the 6 acres.
You know, that's...
$3,500 an acre.
I was thinking four.
You were thinking four?
I was thinking 24,000.
That's 24,000.
I don't know.
Let's do that. Let's go 24,000 on it. Does that work?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Purple.
Another piece of land trust guy.
327. parcel is 2398. Jeff and Sheila. And it looks like they're at 6,600. This must be a parcel of ground, yeah, too.
Looks like they got three parcels of ground and one home.
Right.
What's it say, alley something?
Alley adjoining and has not been...
So they were at 1,800 and some change.
Is this in Jackson?
It's in Jackson.
Line Street.
Hodges Addition in Jackson.
What is it?
Hodges Addition.
Oh, bottom of the hill there.
Oh,
okay.
I bet it's the one right as you're going up into the new addition.
Right.
I think they have a gray house that sits right on the side. And they own a massive lot, because I think they have a couple extra lots.
Okay.
There's a picture.
Looks
like
it is.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks to me like the... how big is that lot, Joe?
Now, this is... Hear me out here just for a second. You know, we got 6,600, 9,000, and then 5,500. It looks like they got three different lots. Now, we just make sure that
we're equalized
with the lots so we don't look like dummies. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure they're all in the same neighborhood. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Well, I would say they are, too. And that's why I'm asking what size they were.
Right. This one is 50 by 132. Yeah.
50 by 132. There's a legal on here.
Yeah.
So all the same shit, yeah, you're right.
Well, I just want to make sure. I mean, I'm just assuming they're all...
Yeah, they should be. If they're the same size, it's a square foot method, everything
The next align. One is 90 by 100.
That one that's...
That's 9,000?
Yeah. So that's a dollar square foot.
Yeah. And what is the $5,500 one?
50 by 132.
So there's two of them at 50 by 132.
66 and 55.
I would go with the referee's recommendation on those. I don't see anything wrong with that value.
Mm-hmm.
They got sewer and water too, also. Those lots.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right in town.
Oh, well.
Yeah. See, right there where you turn.
In South Sioux, you pay 40.
Rotunda.
40 pay.
40.
40.
Yeah.
Leave that way.
They got
okay.
Sewer and water and everything.
Let's get over. Okay, let's do that takes care of parcel 327 and 328 and 330. Now let's go to 329, which must be their dwelling. And it looks like the referee's recommendation is 222, 355. What was their value prior?
140.
140, 435. Okay. We got any pictures of their dwelling there, John?
Yeah, this is on three lots also.
Three lots?
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think?
The house itself is three lots. It's in
the house lots. Is on three lots. The house is 1,650 square feet with a full basement and 1,500 feet of basement finish. So
the basement's in it.
Yeah, almost all of it. So
other building there?
Yeah.
They got two. Yeah, there's an extra two-car garage on there as well. I think they have an attached two and then an extra two.
There's the extra.
So it's just right east of the construction, Gill Construction, isn't it?
Yeah. You drive right by it to go up into the construction on the hill.
Okay.
222 to 335.
Yeah, so she...
And what was it for?
140.
435. I don't know what property selling for in Jackson.
Well, it all depends. I mean, you know, I looked at Kevin Holstein Newhouse development. You know, it's a hell of a pretty guy.
Yeah, that's, you get up in there, you're getting over that 220 mark.
Right.
And then you got some older homes that are 70, you know what I mean?
And how old is this house, you know?
This one is a 90, probably built in the 90s, I want to say, late 90s.
Yeah,
it's pretty good construction. They got a kind of a nice window package in it, which is where you put a little money into with some odd shaped windows. It's a nice home.
Is this the one that was rebuilt?
Yeah, it's been updated. I don't know. I thought somebody said it.
Listen, I get it all now, but this just pisses me off. You know, you get an extra sink, or you get a fireplace, or you get a window that's funny looking. You know, it's all cool stuff, so you get taxed on it. Just what's wrong?
Yeah, those things combined.
It's just the way the system is, but it's wrong.
I myself think it's high.
It seems a little excessive
to me. It seems excessive to me.
I don't know, but Jeff, I mean, you guys go out and look at, I mean, to
I really do.
I think on that home there, you'd be a 180 to 190.
The thing that concerns me with all this, I'm hoping.
Yeah. I think you're...
That all of our clerical errors and a lot of these homes that were depleted, okay, I hope that we're relooking at them and hopefully we're going to make some changes. I just don't want to go through and start making a lot of these changes that we think that's necessary. And yes, we hired you to come up and give us your professional and Jeff, but I know that we got the final say, so unless somebody tells us differently, you know, to go somewhere. Yeah, I get that. But I just don't want to get, you know, the 6% that's across the board right now. I don't want all of a sudden we're going backwards.
Yeah.
You know, that concerns me.
The issue is that this house probably, it's new enough that it probably got caught up in the new construction.
Dollar amount.
For value. And, okay. And it may not be there. I agree with that. But
I go 185.
Yeah.
185?
Yeah.
Okay. 329, 185.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move down to 331. Oh boy, Singh Harris, Brian.
If you can pull that all off, I'll give you a $50 bill.
Wilkenham and Val Lapone. Al Capone.
Al Capone, I like that one.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay, we're at 166 on the referee's recommendation. Where are we on prior value? That's got to be a home.
149.
Yeah, I'll leave this with you.
149, this is in Tompkins Circle.
Land 23, building 1.
15, yes. 16.
Okay. And for some reason, again, I don't have an assessor's printout, but Jeff's going to get it.
It looks like a two-car garage and a garage beside it.
But Tompkins Circle, that's like down by the high school, right? Or is that out
in Tompkins? No, that's out in Tompkins. And you know where Brian Cramper is and back in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a circle back in there. It's right next door to Rotunda. If I'm not wrong.
I didn't realize those houses were that new out there.
Rotunda's over by. Oh.
No, this is Tompkins Circle, which would be down in Tompkins Edition.
Tompkins
right.
Edition, yeah.
Right. Rotunda is right behind to the west of Tompkins.
Yeah.
And there's a street that runs in, and then there's a couple little circle cul-de-sacs back in there.
This is Lot 18 Regency, is that?
Oh, this is Regency.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is Regency. This is up by the high school.
Oh, this is up by the high school.
So the people must live in
Tompkins.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's too new for out there. That's,
yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, that's just right down the street from.
So the referee's recommendation is 166,305.
Yeah.
So it went from 149 to 163. Why do you think it's crazy? You know, how?
I know the neighborhood.
It's down by the school?
Yeah, it's down by the high school.
The high school?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a, it's, I bet you the house is probably, it was probably built in the 90s, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have nothing on it. Anyways, I don't think it's out of line.
I don't think so either.
No, not that, but down in that area.
Right by the high school, I don't think so. Maybe that way.
Okay, well, let's leave that one alone. 333 Olson, David and Lori. We're at 199, 577 is the referee's recommendation.
Dave Olson, huh?
Do it right down by Landshead Quest.
Following 29th?
No, that needs to be increased. That big jump is hard to take.
They were at 156, 105.
What did they say, Joan? I didn't hear you.
It says they know it needs to be increased, but such a big jump is hard to take.
Yeah. What was the value on that, Rick?
156.
156, 105.
Okay.
What's that, Tony? I'm sorry.
How many square foot on that home, Joan?
Big jump.
It goes.
Almost 1,600.
Square footage?
Yeah, almost 1,600 in the basement, and then 1,200 square feet of finish in the basement.
Is that you, also?
No relation.
Oh, I know that also.
Is this the one that's for sale now?
It is.
Do we know what they're, are they asking, like two something, or?
I don't.
Not that that's what they're going to get, or we should base our decision on that.
That's a $43,470 increase.
How much?
$43,000.
He's got it up for sale.
$470 increase.
What's it for sale for, do we know?
It's over two something. I don't remember off the top of my head. Not that that's what they're going to get, but I mean, it's
right.
They're trying to sell it. We've had a lot of high sales right there on that one block. So what is the value on it now? Would we go up to?
$199.
I don't know if I have. Heck, the guy on the end with the split level just got that. Groin, I think is his last name. Randy, maybe? I think that's the lowest sale I have on that block in our two-year study. Not that I'm not sure what these folks are going to get, though. But
do they have finished basement?
1,200 feet.
1,200 square feet of finish.
And the main floor is how many square feet?
1,600.
You know, again, try to compare everything. You know, my brother Keith has his house up. You know, you've been in his house. His is 1,600 some odd. He has it for $249 right now. No bites. It's in a nice, a new neighborhood. You know, and I think it will sell, but, you know, his whole basement's finished as well. You know, the 1,600's finished, so, you know.
180?
I think right across the street from the school, that new addition's going to be, you know, going to be going in down there. The whole, you know. The street's going to be going through this summer. I'd leave it. I mean, if it was me, I'd leave it. I know the neighborhood and I know the homes down there.
I mean, we're in a position where we have the sales comps that defend that price.
Yeah,
easily.
Okay. Let's move on.
Everybody okay with that?
334. Parcel is 4636. 6136. Old Mueller, Richard and Sheila. 514. And you brought them up, or you're dropping them down to 450. And they're out in Dakota Flats, is where they're at.
Oh, yeah.
The brick one, the red brick.
Oh,
underground pool.
Underground pool.
It's a beautiful home.
They have more money in it than that four. But again, this is one of those. Can we defend it? Do we have a sale that would support they'd get five type deals?
So what you're basically saying is, if you're going to put a house up over here, just go ape shit and
don't sell it.
$450,000 assessment value.
Yeah, and don't sell it. Our problem now is we got one on the river for sale at $799.
Right.
If he says he could set a new high water mark for us if he gets it.
Okay. Well, so, that person you're talking about, he called me. And he says, I'm on a dirt road. He goes, this is what they call it. I got a river view, and I did add on to my house.
Yeah, that house is beautiful. And gorgeous.
And he said, if I can get that out of it, I'm selling it, and I'm moving to Blair.
I don't blame him. If somebody writes him a check for that, yeah. I would take it and run if I was him. But I hope it doesn't happen.
He has that beautiful fence, underground pool back there. That's upset. A nice home.
Yeah.
Alvin is upset with the fact
five times a day.
Yes.
He don't have the amenities that a house home. That warrants that value. With
they're nice
the
people.
Paint streets.
With the paint, yeah, exactly.
So, and
he's
then
got
he,
a good point.
And then he says, to top it off, he says, now they're going to make me pay for part of the paving of the streets.
Yes, that's what I heard. Just to hit him again.
He said, so I'm out of here.
Yep.
So we're dropping that down to 450.
Yeah, I'm going with the Griffin accommodation. It's a nice house.
It's going to be going up every year. Yeah. It's just sales increase.
Yeah.
You can't defend it.
I know Dale and Missy Hands live out there. And Dale's got his house up for sale, and I don't know what he's going to get for it, but he's just down the street.
Yep.
So when that comes in, when that sale comes in, you might want to take a look.
Because I don't think they're going to get out.
But they're negotiating down right now.
I think it would be below 340.
Yeah, I don't think
I haven't seen it, but...
There's no comparable. You can't compare...
Old Mueller's house to...
To them.
No, there's no comparison. I mean, don't get me wrong. Hippie's house is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a nice home, but it's older... And that thing there is.
Okay, well, let's move on to 335, which is parcel 7950. Backman, Andrew, and Mary.
You used to write me tickets. I was 14 years old on my moped. What's he at?
He was.
Not
near high enough. Currently 252-850. And the referee's recommendation is 188-525.
I don't care. Why do I
want that? He's requesting 201.
He would like it raised. I think we ought to leave it at the 188-525.
Yep.
That we can defend it to go to city.
Yeah, right. They can't say we didn't. So.
Okay, we're going to move on to 336, which is Mr. Bly, Dennis, and Gloria. And they are at 241-600 is the referee's recommendation. What was their value?
I think it's 203.
Yep.
203 was there.
Yeah, I've got 200,000.
So
basically, there.
When I make this contract.
So their old value was 200,000.
Yeah.
So you're raising them up 41,600.
My house and what?
Yep.
And that's River Southridge. That's Southridge.
Yeah. I'll be 55 then.
Where is that?
No, I want 600. I don't want to go bigger. Your house is bigger than my house. 600 Southridge Drive.
Oh,
that'll work.
Southridge. It'd be like Laura Lane.
Okay.
Also,
well, I'm telling you, fellas, in that area, I think you're probably in the ballpark. 241. What'd you say, Scott?
That I know exactly where that house is. How many square feet is that house? 1800? 1900?
Good.
I was in that house before I built mine.
Almost 1800.
18, I thought.
Yeah,
leave it there then.
Okay. So we'll leave it there at the 241.
Yeah.
Now we're going to move to 347. This is Blom. Tracia. And they're at, current was 134,555, and looks like referee is at 65.
Where is this such a drop? What they request, they request.
There must have been a...
They brought in an appraisal.
Oh.
Let's see.
Where's this property located?
Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue.
4301.
Oh, yeah.
Got a picture of her?
Should be a nice colored photo of it in there someplace. Oh, that's what's his name's old house. I think.
What's the appraisal for? 181.
You bet. Well, I guess we'd go with the referee's recommendation on it. He's got it at 65.
I'm trying to get to the pictures.
That's the whole appraisal report.
Yeah. Hey. They're huge. Right.
They go through. They get so much. We like appraisals.
They must cut down 50 trees for each one.
They do.
For the paperwork.
They do.
Had a gal at this.
Is there a color picture in here?
There usually we have one. We try to give one to every packet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever. We're going to go with the recommendation anyways, right?
I was working on this plastic bag deal, trying to get plastic bags outlawed in South Sioux. And a gal, I was in Walmart. No, I wasn't in Walmart. I was in Joe's Surplus at the time. And this gal come up to me and just started ripping me about the trees and all that. I said, hey, I says, you know, paper sacks are made out of the sawdust byproduct.
Byproduct, as I say, yes.
From housing industry. I go, quit building houses, save trees. And she just kind of...
There's a house.
I think we're real fair at 65,000, if not too low.
Looks like a modular, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, it's got a fair sized lot. Looks like it's.
Beautiful yard?
Yeah.
You get taxed on a yard? Beautiful yard?
No, we try to avoid.
Surprise
that.
You don't.
We try to not judge.
Try not judge.
But, you know, if you talk to any realtor, curb appeal
is important.
Yeah, if you can't get them in the house, you can't sell them.
Right. So, I think Tony Gomez would probably write him a check for that for his own property, wouldn't you, Tony?
No, not anymore. I don't need the headaches anymore.
We didn't lower it.
Okay, so let's stay with the
referee's
recommendations.
Trying to.
Okay.
I think we are.
That seems like that's the end of that list. Other than the clerical list here, and we've already been through that.
Do we meet again?
Here's what we need to do. I'm going to go through the ones that we changed. Parcel 6 we changed.
Six you left the same. Nine. Oh.
Nine we changed. I got to get
protest
a piece of
number nine.
Yeah, I got to get a piece of paper. We'll go through. Okay, protest number nine we changed.
Do I stay with that? Why did we jump?
And then the roadie one, which is 26, is under review.
Yeah.
55 Harrington, we changed. Rager, we also changed that. Grove. We changed. The Neiman, which is 238, is review. Tortoiseau Jeffrey, which is 325 protest, which we also changed. And Tortoiseau 326, we also changed it. And then Herfel, we also changed it. So, with those changes, we need a motion to approve these with the changes that have been made and reviews.
I make the motion to approve the protest with the review and changes.
Got a motion by Tony Gomez.
Second that.
And a second by Dick McNair. Joan, would you call roll, please?
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Okay, Tony, you're going to be it on the 6th.
I was going to ask you. I got a big day on the 6th. No, I do.
Oh, that
I do. It's right up for July. Oh, I had all my wife's family here, but nine brothers and six sisters. It's all they're going to be here. Is it any possible it's too late to change for another day, or we already published it, or what?
We can't change it.
I can't make it, you know, but...
But here's the deal.
if we have a full board, can we have someone else?
If Dick is here, we still have three.
Well, everybody knows I'm gone the 6th. I'm going to be up in Minneapolis. I'm going to be gone the 6th. Rick and I are both going to be gone the 6th.
Right. So it'll be Rody and Dick and
just
Tony.
The three of us.
I've already advertised it.
You did.
I did. I had to. I mean, it's Monday.
Well, just a minute. Now, on the 6th, are you going to have about the same amount?
My list will be quite large. By the 6th, we'll be done with all the
larger
mobile home stuff, so mobile a ton homes. Of clerical on the 6th.
But we also have to have a quorum.
Will not be anything on July 5th, Board of Equalization, except any changes from you, because you don't look at anybody again until the 6th.
Yeah, that's our next hearing, our hearing date with the referees.
So unless you have no hearings, some no hearing
I'm going to start through that pile of people who did not want a hearing.
Okay.
So there'll be a pile of
them. So the only one
I understand.
I expect the one that you want to
have to we're not going to have this here then.
Unless, well, we will,
yeah.
Unless
there's a pile in there of people who did not want to have a hearing. They just want to have their property reviewed. And so I'm going to go through that.
I got to
start
getting
this file.
But would it take as long as what we did this morning?
Do you same type of thing
what
you did
I'm
last
trying
year?
To say,
yeah.
No, I got less.
It's going to take as long. Well, yeah. Me, it don't make a difference, but I just want
did we have a good display last year, though?
So he would be all right.
Oh, yeah. Did I have a good display? Oh, yeah. I'm very happy. And I'm happy with the guy to light him up.
Okay.
So on the 6th, let's I'll be here.
5th. It's the 5th.
I mean, the
5th. Oh, it's not the, no.
The 5th is the meeting day. That's Tuesday. The 6th is Wednesday.
And that's when there's more protests to be heard by the referee, but that's not you guys.
The 5th I will be here, the 6th I will be gone.
So we're okay. We're okay then.
The 5th I will be here.
Okay.
Meeting
for
day.
The regular meeting.
I'm here, yes.
But
Wednesday morning I'm leaving.
Okay.
And
okay,
that don't make any difference because they're going to be here in the protest.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're good. We're good.
So yeah, Monday I'm here. Or Tuesday.
Tuesday.
5th.
So,
Jesus,
the 5th
dates.
Did we adjourn?
No, we're not adjourned.
We're still live.
So the 5th, we'll have a quorum here because Scott will be here. If Tony's not here,
no,
you'll be here
for the regular meeting. If you guys don't be here, I need to be here for the meeting. But that only take us. I mean, you know.
So when is the next time we'll be going through?
It's a 9 a.m. review
on Wednesday.
Review protest again on the 5th.
To do this on the 9th.
5th.
On the 5th at 9.
Oh.
So you'll need to be here to run it, or if not, we'll have to appoint somebody else to be co-chair for that day, right?
Is that okay, what about, you could put Billy in charge of that day?
We still need three people here.
Well, I'd be here. I'm going to be here that day. I'll be here.
And Scott will.
And Scott will.
And
Scott will,
and
Bill will be
here. Bill
just told me that he would be back on the 5th.
So we'll be okay. So you guys do what you have to do.
Okay. We're covered then, fellas.
Yeah, we're covered.
Okay, it's plenty of
but you don't need a chairman or a co-chairman here to run that, so you're fine.
No.
So you don't. Yeah, we're fine. Okay. Any other business?
On the next, just to think, we can't do it now because it's not on the agenda. But the 12th does not work as a meeting date. They'll be doing referee.
On July 12th.
Meetings with people, so they don't. So we need to change that.
The 12th
date. But that's on the next agenda. That's on the agenda on the 5th. But think about it, what other date works. They are reviewing protests with people on the 12th and the 13th.
Okay.
So.
So we need to make a decision today about
no,
the date?
No, we can't.
It's not on the agenda,
okay.
But think about it.
Okay.
What date will work or would not work.
But I'll be back. I'll be back here the 11th, so anything after that, I'll be able to work. I'm headed home the 10th.
Okay.
Okay. What's that?
Good enough. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rick.
Hello.